Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Her mom said, "Thank me. I gave up my couch for it."
Oh, I missed that. Oh,
did they decide, yeah, do we want the new couch or do we want to get our kid an iMac? I'm like, okay, mom. Welcome back to another episode of Millennial TV. We are your hosts, Liz,
Candace,
and Adrian.
And today we will be recapping Laguna Beach Season 1, Episode 9, Graduation Day. Just a reminder, if you want to watch along with us, we do this every week and you can stream Laguna Beach on Netflix in the US, or if you are on Adrian's side of the world, you can stream for free on CTV's website. We thought it would be fun to do another Getting to Know Us segment and talk about what some of our favorite podcasts are. I chose three to talk about, the ones that I'm currently listening to that I look forward to every week. The first one I want to mention is called Podcast The Ride. This one is hosted by Mike Carlson, Jason Sheridan, and Scott Gardner, three men in their 30s who love theme parks and amusement parks. I love this podcast because most of their episodes will spotlight one particular ride at Disneyland, Universal, Six Flags, all the different types of theme parks. But they also do very off-the-wall episodes, which are usually my favorites. They did a huge 19-part saga on Universal City Walk, which is the outside mall shopping area of Universal Studios. So that was really fun. And then they've also done a ton of episodes on different things to do or see in Vegas. And Kyle and I actually got married in Vegas, so we try to go back every couple of years. And when we do, we'll revisit some of these episodes and be like, oh, that sounded like a lot of fun. We should check it out. So the last time we were there, we actually went and saw David Copperfield because of their episode that they did on his show. Like, somebody I never thought that I would see live, but like, it was actually awesome. It was so fun. So if you're into theme parks like me, I highly recommend them. They're hilarious and their just like community of fans is really fun to be around too. The second one I'm currently listening to is called Maintenance Phase. This one's hosted by Michael Hobbs and Aubrey Gordon, and they are a health, science, and pop culture podcast that aims to debunk health and wellness industry myths, and they discuss anti-fatness in mainstream American culture. So they'll take fad diets or diet trends from over the years and discuss the history and debunk things that you might have thought about certain topics regarding weight loss. So they've done a ton of things on like Weight Watchers, Dr. Oz, a lot of Oprah episodes. One is about her wagon of fat that she wheeled out. Goop, the movie Super Size Me. And then my personal favorite episode, they did a deep dive onto a diet book that was written by Ed McMahon called Slimming Down. Like the most random celebrities that write diet books that you would never know about.
What was the podcast called?
It's called Maintenance Phase.
Maintenance Phase.
Yeah. And so they do a lot of really lighthearted topics like that, like the diet books. But then they also touch on a lot of more serious things like diabetes or the food pyramid or the BMI scale, like stuff like that. And it's so good.
I love it. I'm going to check that one out.
You should. Yeah, I love them. And then the last one I wanted to mention is it's called Mr. A Plus. And I haven't mentioned this in any of our episodes yet, but my older daughter is actually autistic. And so one of our favorite shows on Netflix is called Love on the Spectrum, and it spotlights autistic adults who are trying to find love. It's one of the only shows that portrays people with autism in a positive light and doesn't focus so much on the disability, but shows us more of like who they are as a person and all the amazing qualities that they have about their personalities.
Shout out Abby, she's the best.
Yes. So the show, it doesn't shy away from their struggles, but it really spotlights how neurodiverse people have to navigate the dating world in so many different ways than neurotypicals do. And the show's amazing. I cry like every episode. But in seasons 1 and 2, it takes place in Australia. And one of the standout guys from the season, his name is Michael. And he's in his late 20s. And he's just like the most charming, sweet guy. And he's just trying to find someone to share his life with. but he also really wants to work in the entertainment industry, specifically voiceover work or acting. So once the show got super successful, he started his podcast called Mr. A Plus. But since starting it, he's gotten like a lot of pretty good guests on there. Like he recently did a 2-part episode with Ricky Lake, which was really fun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he interviewed a screenwriter named Matt Fogel. He wrote like the new Mario Brothers movie and some of the Despicable Me movies. It's cool because one thing that sets him apart is that he's not afraid to share his actual opinion on things with his guests. And it's like refreshing for them to like be interviewed by someone like him. Like in the interview with Ricky Lake, at one point they were like talking about what their favorite Toy Story movies are. So it's just like so fun, and he's so real. And he's also not scared to be like, yeah, I didn't like this part of the movie that you wrote, like, but in like the nicest way possible. So he's my favorite. I just love him so much. So it's super encouraging as a parent to someone with autism, because he's going for his goals and he's reaching them and he's doing like amazing at them. So it's just so cool to like see his success. So I recommend his podcast and the show as well on Netflix if you have not watched it. So those are my 3 favorite ones right now besides ours.
So I feel like for me, there's been an evolution on the type of podcasts that I listen to. I started listening about 6 years ago, and I started with Serial.
Oh, yeah.
And then I did S-Town, Dirty John, and then I just fell down this rabbit hole and listened to a bunch of the Wondery true crime podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I also started listening to Something Was Wrong.
My fave.
I enjoyed it in the first few seasons, I think, where they were telling like one story over the whole season. And then once they started doing multiple stories per episode, listening to each one in succession, like one after each other, it just got like a bit too heavy and a bit too much for me. Like some of it was like super triggering. So I kind of had to stop and take a break after seasons 4 and 5. I also started listening to the Bellas podcast. So this is hosted by Nikki and Brie Bella from WWE. I watched their TV show Total Bellas obsessively, Total Divas. And then I actually got into WWE as a fan, because I love that show and watching them so much.
Oh,
so like
really?
For a few years, I would go to WWE shows. I would drag my boyfriend, my friends. I got their merch. I dressed up as Nikki Bella for Halloween. I just like loved them so much.
I love listening
to their podcast.
Okay. Me and Kyle go to wrestling events all the time. So
what?
I guess
WWE ones?
We go to AEW mostly,
ooh,
but we have done some WWE.
Who are you people?
In Vancouver, we actually get like live shows that are not televised. And then when my boyfriend was living in Seattle, we went to a televised Monday Night Raw, and it was so different. Like it is,
oh, really?
The televised ones have such energy, and people in the crowd are like screaming and chanting. And then the ones in Vancouver are a little bit like, bleh. But you know, like that's because
it's so fun.
It's not on
though.
TV. It's so fun. I make signs. It's the best.
That's so awesome.
Yes, I'm 30 years old, people. Okay.
The only thing I know about wrestling is Hulk Hogan and his daughter, Brooke.
John Cena.
Oh, yeah. You can't see
The Rock. Can I just recommend something real quick? There's a show, it's on the Vice channel, but you can watch it on Hulu. It's called Dark Side of the Ring. And that's what really got us into it, because every single episode spotlights a different wrestler from all the different like time periods or whatever. But every episode is like a true crime episode. So it's like, here's the true story of this person's like rise to fame and then their downfall. And there are like murders and like people dying as suicide.
It's so dark.
It's so much. Yeah. So it's like Dateline episodes, but with wrestlers.
I will take a watch just because I do love true crime.
And as for the list of podcasts that I listen to right now, it's actually a lot of rewatch podcasts. I guess that's just the...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Season of life that I'm in right now. I'm listening to Girls Next Level, which is a Girls Next Door rewatch podcast with Bridget and Holly. It's so good.
That's fun.
They're such good storytellers, and like they're very candid about their experiences, so it's really good. And I love Pod Meets World, Out of the Pods, And That's What You Missed on Glee, Ned's Declassified Podcast Survival Guide. For pop culture, I love listening to Phone a Friend with Jesse Cruikshank and also Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. And because I love the Housewives franchise so much, there's a few I listen from time to time. And I actually was following the Was It Real Hills rewatch podcast, but that was such a dumpster fire. Mm. They made it to season 3, I think, and then just like it abruptly stopped and we got no explanation of why it ended. I'm still waiting for it to come back, but I don't know that it will.
It's okay. I think we can fill the void.
Yeah.
For sure.
So for me, I kind of hit the ground running with podcasts like a year ago. I don't know what made me suddenly into them. I guess I was listening to a lot of like YouTube true crime people. And I used to listen to podcasts when it was like you had to download them to your iPod. Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
No.
I listened to a Harry Potter one called Mugglecast, and I used to have to download every episode to my iPod and like listen to it on my iPod. That was in high school, and podcasts weren't like a thing yet, so like I had them, but I didn't even know what I was doing really. So then about a year ago, I just wanted something that I could listen to and not focus on, like while I was getting ready for work, and I started to listen to Kelly and Christy from Dance Moms. They started their own rewatch podcast called Back to the Bar. And I started listening to that every Monday morning, and they were hilarious, and I loved learning all the behind-the-scenes tea on the show. And then, obviously, Steven and Kristen came out with Back to the Beach, and I did listen to that one as well. And then, mostly, I listened to true crime. I'll be totally honest. I'm obsessed. I listened to Crime Junkies, which is really good. Morbid is also really very good. Something Was Wrong is probably my top favorite podcast right now, just because I can jump around seasons and pick something that sounds good, and some of them are like 2 hours long and I can just listen to it like while I'm going to sleep or getting ready for work. And I just love that kind of true crime horror story type of situation, so that's really fun for me. The other podcast that I really like that only has 2 seasons is called Betrayal. Hulu actually took season 1 and made it a docuseries, and it's about like a perfect marriage gone wrong, and really, really good. Season 2 is also really, really good, and I'm waiting for season 3 on that one. But yeah, that's mostly what I listen to, and then obviously I listen to our podcast.
Oh yeah, me too.
Of course.
Yeah. I forgot to mention that. Oh, by the way, let me just give a little scoop. We release our podcast on Tuesday to fill in the void that Back to the Beach left us with. Yep. So that's why we're on Tuesdays.
Yeah, we're doing you guys a solid here.
Well, those are our favorite podcasts that we're listening to right now, but we'd love to hear what you are currently listening to. So if you have any favorites that you think we might enjoy, please feel free to email us your suggestions. And now we can get into the episode. Our previously on starts with Lauren saying she thought their trip to Catalina would be one last blast before graduation, until she found out that Lo couldn't go. So she had to rough it without her best friend. And then we see all of Lauren's best moments from camping, her falling in the chair, cleaning her feet in the sink, and saying that camping sucks.
It's so hilarious. I know. Like, the way that they, like, mesh it together. She's like, ow. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sucks. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
She also had to listen to Kristen's annoying voice the whole time. And, oh yeah, they were attacked by a bear named Steven.
Well.
Kristen's annoying voice, though.
I know.
Like, the narrative.
I know. I'm sure she thought that, but the producers making her say that is so funny.
It never ceases to amaze me, the things that they make her say. It's insane.
Lauren says she couldn't wait to get back to Laguna and tell Lo all about it, and we get to hear Lo say again, "Was somebody mean to you?" But now, it's time to get ready for the biggest day of their lives. So the episode starts with Lauren and Lo hanging out together, talking about how they can't believe graduation day is finally here. Lo says she never thought she would actually see this day come. Lo's looking at the school yearbook and comes across a picture of Lauren, and she says Lauren is the most irresistible one in the whole wide world. Don't you look pretty?
She's a grade A best friend for that.
I know. I love her
in this episode. Did you guys recognize who was in the photo with Lauren? I didn't know who it was.
No.
There's a bunch of, like, Steven's with someone else too when they show a picture of him.
Okay.
That no one knows. I think it's just random people.
I think that that is Sahar, I think, if I saw correctly.
It is. She says Sahar. Yeah.
That was Steven's ex-girlfriend, I think, he said on the podcast.
Interesting.
From Back to the Beach, I think he said that, but, you know, if any of you listening heard differently, please correct me.
Sahar, she sounds so, like, exotic.
Yeah.
And he went from Sahar to Kristen.
Kristen. Yeah. Can I just point out the backdrop of this scene is so gorgeous, and it made me want a vacation immediately.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, yeah. It was so beautiful. These kids were so lucky to grow up on, like, a picturesque resort.
Seriously, like a postcard.
Essentially, yeah. Like, it is, they could go on vacation by walking out their front door. Like, it was beautiful.
Lowe turns to a page with Steven on it and says, Steven Coletti, life of the party. Lauren says she went into the school activities office and put together the line of march. And at first I didn't know what she was talking about, but then I kind of assumed it was putting together what order everybody was going to get their diplomas in. And I thought that was really interesting that she was able to do that, because I always just assumed it would go in alphabetical order. So I don't know. Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
That's how it was for my school.
Yeah, that's how it was for
mine.
It
was like by alphabetical by last name.
My school, we got to pick.
Stop it.
Yeah.
But who did it?
Nobody. They literally, you were able to sit with whoever you wanted. Oh. Like, you just had to sit there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you picked, and then they put it in the program.
I see.
Okay.
I was going to say, like, how annoying is it that the popular kids got to choose who sat where? Because they obviously sat themselves on the front. So annoying. But that actually makes a lot of sense, because I noted their graduation was, like, so lively. Like, everyone was so excited to graduate. Whereas at my graduation, I felt like it was, like, very subdued, but it was because we were all in alphabetical order and you were sitting next to people that, like, you weren't necessarily close with. So
yeah,
really cool, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was, like, me and my two best friends, like, on the end, and we had, like, an amazing time because we got to sit next to each other, and we got to, like, we were, like, making fun of people the whole ceremony. And, like, you know, we were like, who is that? We've never even, like, because our class is really big, so we were like, who even is that? Like, we've never heard of this person before in our lives. But yeah, we didn't know who our valedictorian was. Like, that's how big
I didn't know who mine was either. Yep.
So we were just like, who are these people? Like, we were basically sitting there wondering who these people were.
Do you remember how big your class was?
I don't. I have no idea. I should probably find that out. I should probably look at my graduation thing. Yeah, it was awesome. We had, like, grad practice the last week of school. The first day you picked where you were sitting, and then that's how we did it.
That's awesome.
The first scene we see is a compilation of everyone waking up for graduation day, and we see that it's 7 a.m. First, we see Christina's dad waking her up in...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Her bedroom, and then we see Steven brushing his teeth. We see Trey in his closet pulling up his very low-rise pants. We see Lauren's dad, Jim, coming into her room and saying, wakey, wakey. And we see Morgan waking up, and then we go back to Christina, who's still in bed yelling at her dad to shut up. And her dad was singing this ridiculous good morning song to her. And it was so funny when he left and she's like, shut the door, I'm pissed off now.
Yeah.
So funny.
That is so my dad, though.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching it and I was like, oh my God, this is 100% my dad. He loved messing with me and my sister. Like, he was the total prankster. He would, like, when we worked at restaurants late at night and my sister worked at the mall, like, he would hide, like, when we were coming home, he'd hide behind the door, like, to scare us at night. Like, that's the kind of stuff he would do. Or he'd, like, hide under my sister's bed and, like,
so
freak
cute.
Her out. Oh, yeah. He used to do stuff like that all the time. So that, I was like, oh my God. Yeah, absolutely. 100% my dad.
That was my mom in my household. She would sing the song to wake my sister and I up, and it would bug us so bad because it was so annoying to us. But, you know, like, one day, like, these things just stop and you mm-hmm. miss it. Like, when you look back at it, you're like, okay, that was so annoying, but it's totally, like, a funny memory to
yeah.
to look back oh, on. Yeah.
So I'm totally going to do that to my kids in the future. So oh, sorry to them.
I will. I'm going to be like, thank your gramps.
Yeah.
I'm just getting payback.
And I'm going to sing the same song my mom yeah. sang to us.
A lower third pops up showing us that there are 10 hours to go until graduation, and we see Lo's mom coming at her with a video camera. Lo's just gone out of the shower with a towel wrapped around her and another towel on her head, and at first I was kind of like, why is her mom coming at her with a video camera right after she's gotten out of the shower? I thought that was kind of odd. But then I was like, well, MTV is standing right there videotaping her as well, so I guess it doesn't really matter. But that's still kind of, I was like, okay.
I wouldn't show up on camera in a towel.
No, yeah. Right out of the shower.
Yeah, but she looked so pretty.
No, of course she looks so cute, yeah.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I don't know. Like, if I looked that pretty straight out of the shower, I might be fine with it. I just know that I don't. So, but she looked so fresh-faced and so
she
pretty.
Did.
I mean, Lo always looks gorgeous, but I just was
even
like,
even her hair wrapped in the towel, which you usually look like crazy.
Yeah.
With your hair in a towel. She looked good.
Lo and her mom are looking at the seating arrangements for the ceremony, and Lo's pointing out what row she's sitting in and where she'll be walking. Lo's mom is surprised that Lo is in the first row, and Lo tells her about how Lauren set up the graduation seating and she put all of their friends in the first two rows.
Her mom literally doesn't care at all, and Lo thinks it's hilarious.
I know.
Her mom is literally like, okay, anyway.
We then see Morgan walking with Claire, another senior, who's making a senior video that will be given to everyone in the class. They walk to a picnic table for Claire to film Morgan, and I thought it was really funny that Morgan didn't sit at the picnic table. Instead, she sat on top of it and was doing, like, a very weird pose. So I'm like, okay, that's, like, a choice you're making. So, yeah. Claire asks Morgan where she sees herself in 10 years, and she says, married in a beautiful house in Emerald Bay with, who knows, maybe a kid. She said she'd like to have a boutique, a cute little store she would open. And Claire asks if she plans on coming back to Laguna. And she says, oh yeah, I love Laguna. I definitely want to live here when I'm older.
Can we talk about how much of a fortune teller Morgan is?
Yes. Yeah.
Because she has a wonderful life now. She's a mm-hmm. wife and a mom of three and the founder of her own brand, Minnow.
She did it, yeah.
A children's clothing line, is it?
It's all clothing and, yeah, it's kind of all-inclusive.
Amazing.
Yeah, because she said that and I paused and I was like, I think she's doing all of that. Mm-hmm. And so I yeah. went to her Instagram and just, like, looked and I was like, she is. She really is. Like, she totally predicted her own future. I'm so happy for her because I certainly did not predict my own future in high school. I was like, I'm going to be a famous actress. Didn't happen.
And you know what's cool is that Morgan was on the show, but I feel like she wasn't like the most popular person from the show. So her mm-hmm. having her own boutique and opening it all up, it was really her.
Yes.
Yeah.
So super cool.
It's really cool. And her kids are beautiful and she looks wonderful. And I'm so impressed with all these kids and like what they did with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like they really just kind of did this show and then went and lived their lives. And it's really cool. That's I mean, awesome. Other than, you know, Lauren and Kristen and right. I mean, they also lived their lives just a little bit differently. I'm like, good for you guys.
Does she still live in Laguna Beach? Could you tell that from her Instagram and stuff?
It looked like somewhere beachy, but I don't know if it was Laguna.
Okay. I'd be curious to see if she does or not.
Yeah.
In the next scene, we get an update that there are now 9 hours until graduation. Lo's in her kitchen asking her mom about bringing a bag with her to grad night, and her mom says she can bring a small bag and her cell phone. Lo asks, how small is small? And her mom uses her hands as an example to show how small. And Lo says, I don't even own a bag that small. She realizes she can use a small silver clutch that she has. And her mom tells her that it's not a fashion show tonight. And Lo replies with, it's always a fashion show, mom. Always.
Iconic.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yes.
I love that line.
It is always a fashion show.
So good.
She is correct.
Yep.
And I want to get that on a t-shirt. It's always a fashion show, mom. Always.
Always. And the way she says it's so cute, too. She's like, yeah. Always a fashion show, mom. Always.
Why is she so cute? Like, she's literally
so cute.
So cute. The most adorable cast member.
We then cut to Lauren answering questions for the senior video. Claire asks if there are any friends she will keep in touch with, and Lauren says, probably just my closest friends. She will stay close with Lo, of course, because she's her best friend. Lauren also says she'll stay close with Steven and Dieter, too, just because she's going to college right next to Steven, and Dieter's always been such a good friend. Claire asks if she has any hopes for their generation, and Lauren says, I don't know. I think Trey will take care of us.
That was so cute.
I know.
Like, I'm pretty confident in Trey's ability to just manage this whole generation. Yep. I thought that was super cute. And it warmed my heart that she is still close with Steven and Dieter.
Yes.
And, I mean, I know her and Lo, like, Lo was in her wedding and everything. I know, yeah. But they were so, like, Lo was in her wedding.
Really? Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Lo was in her wedding. So they were still, they're not as close.
I feel like they went through periods of, like, falling out mm-hmm. and then being friends again. And now it doesn't sound like it.
And I imagine it's really hard to be friends with somebody that you did The Hills with.
Oh my
I don't
gosh,
know.
Yeah.
Like, because it was such a dark time for Lauren at times, and Lo, like, continued the show mm-hmm. after Lauren exited.
Right.
Yeah. So I think, I don't know, I think it was a toxic place for a while, and so mm-hmm. it was probably hard to kind of maintain the same closeness.
And Lo did move to New York, which yeah. is, like, totally on the other side of the country. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I just love these two in all the episodes we've seen so far, so I'm so sad yeah. that they're no longer, like, best friends.
I know, but I do, like, whenever Lauren and Dieter and Steven post pictures together, my heart is just, like,
so explodes.
Yeah? I'm like, they're so cute. I love it.
We then see Trey skateboarding, and we get an 8 hours to graduation update. The boys are all hanging out, skateboarding, rollerblading, and just goofing around. At one point, we see Dieter fall into a bush.
I thought that was so funny.
I thought it was great that we keep seeing the girls just getting ready, and the guys are, like, doing this.
I'm like, yeah, okay. It's giving last hurrah.
Yes,
like, it's
exactly.
giving, like, you know, this is their time to yep. just be idiot boys.
Yeah.
The guys are sitting down, and Steven says that he can't wait to go to school and then come back to visit and see how everyone's doing and how they'll have changed. He says that when he goes to college, the girls are going to be so much different. Dieter chimes in with, they're going to be extremely slutty, especially where I'm going. And Steven says, not slutty, just experienced.
Yuck. Thanks, Steven.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Steven's joke about Polster?
Oh, yeah.
Did you catch it?
About coming out of the closet or something?
Yeah, he says everyone's going to be so different, and Polster will finally have come out of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, my God.
I was like, what?
And it's so swept under the rug, and yeah. Polster's just looking at him like, dude, why would you say that on camera? Like, what is wrong with you? It's so problematic, but it's so reminiscent of boys during this era.
Totally.
That's
yeah.
true.
That joke was, like, the height of hilarity.
Yeah.
Two teenage boys. And it's, like, so not funny.
Like, yeah, not at all.
It's the most unfunny thing you could say. Like, and poor Polster. Like, it's like, why,
yeah,
dude?
Why?
Like, but yeah, I just had to point that out because it's so, like, teenage boy.
I probably found that so annoying. I didn't even hear that.
It was so annoying. Yeah, it's just like, Steven Coletti are just really not earning points with me this time.
It's just getting worse.
Worse and worse.
So yeah, he says, not slutty, just experienced. And then Steven says, they're so much easier too. And then he snaps his fingers and says, let's go.
Can I just say, I appreciated him calling the women experienced and not slutty. And then he totally negated
he
that
it.
And everything he said after that.
I mean, they're still teenage boys.
Yeah.
Every time these boys start talking about girls, I get uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're Same. So... It's so 2000s.
It is. Yeah.
That's all I can say. It's very, it's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I wish they had a little bit more respect. Alas, they are teenage boys, so you do have to kind of give them some leeway because they haven't grown up yet and their brains aren't fully developed.
Exactly. Yeah. I did notice that Trey was, his reaction shots were definitely more of kind of like, what are you guys talking about? Like, he wasn't really getting in on that conversation, at least from what they showed us. But I was like, okay, at least one of them isn't joining in on this.
We love Trey.
He's the best, yeah.
King Trey.
Polster asks Steven if he and Kristen are going to stay together. And Steven says, no. He says they'll be on hold, but we'll still talk. Like, they're really good friends, but it's not like they're going to talk every day.
First of all, Liz, your Steven impression there was perfect.
Oh. I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
I loved it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I try really hard to do the proper inflections, and so it's when hard. You guys do it too, it makes me happy.
Yeah. He says they'll be on hold, but we'll still talk like they're really good friends. But it's not like they're going to talk every day. He says they aren't going to try and make sure what each other's doing every day, because that's stupid with how far away they'll be from each other. Steven asks Trey what's happening with him and his girl that he's dating. And Trey says, I think he said 300 miles ain't gonna do shit, as if like they're gonna stay together. And then Steven says, if 300 miles is breaking him and Kristen up, then 3,000 miles will definitely break you up. And I did like Polster's joke, though. He said 40 minutes would probably break him up if he was in a relationship.
Which is kind of true in adult relationships, too.
Yes, you know? Like, yeah.
Some people can't be bothered to, like, date someone in the next town over.
They're so down on long distance relationships, and like they're hard, but they're not impossible. Like, mm-mm. And again, maybe I'm looking at it from an adult view, but they're so pessimistic. But I guess, oh, yeah. You know, they don't call it breakup season for nothing. Like, I get it, but exactly. At the same time, it's like
it can definitely work. Like, you've got to have two people in the same mindset, but mm-hmm. Clearly they were looking to go off to college and get busy.
Yeah, so. They were so young. Yeah. It's too young to have that long of a distance.
Yeah.
After that conversation, we immediately jump to Jessica asking Kristen if she and Steven are going to stay together. Kristen says they'll just kind of be together when he comes home. And she says she doesn't want a boyfriend who's in college, is excited for next year to be single and hang out with the guys who are in her grade. Jessica asks that if Steven did hook up with Lauren, would Kristen be more upset about that than if he were to hook up with some random girl? And Kristen says, yeah, obviously, Lauren would think she was, like, really cool.
What does that even mean? The animosity.
Like, I know.
I mean, yeah, because Lauren would think she's, like, really cool or whatever.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like, what? I get it, because I probably would have said something similar about a girl that I could have been hooking up with my boyfriend. Like, I totally get it, but I also have no idea what it means. Like, I totally get it. Like, at the same time as completely not getting it, I totally get it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I find it so weird that her and Steven are boyfriend-girlfriend. They love each other so much, but they keep talking about how okay and excited they are to be single mm-hmm. in a few months.
Yeah.
And they're both like, we're going to be together, but we're going to hook up with other people.
What does that mean? No. Like, okay, yeah. This whole, we're just going to be together when he comes home. Absolutely no. Not.
Yeah.
Like, we already know it doesn't work, mm-hmm. but, yeah. You know, absolutely not. I would never agree to this. Not even as a teenager would I agree to this.
Yeah.
I'd be like, be with me or don't be with me. Like, there is no, like, let's just make out and hook up when you come home. No.
And they weren't just, like, seeing each other. Like, they were, like, madly in love
right.
and, like, yeah. you know, together. So it was so weird to me.
I wrote down that I think it is so healthy for Kristen and Steven to break up.
Mm-hmm.
It is the healthiest thing that they could do. It is unrealistic to think that Kristen will stay loyal at this age. I think Steven may have had it in him, but not Kristen.
No.
It is completely unrealistic. She can't even stay loyal when he's in town.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, but neither can he.
I mean, neither can he, but I think that he was a little bit more into the, like, romanticness mm-hmm. of the relationship. So I think he could more easily talk himself into being like, I'm saving myself for Kristen. Like, she's the only girl for me.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Kristen would be like, hey, Sam.
I know.
Yes. You know? So.
I mean, the only person we ever heard him hook up with was Lauren while he was dating Kristen mm-hmm. or they're kind of together.
Yeah.
But then there was Sahar.
Before.
Yeah.
Before.
Oh, before. I thought,
yeah, okay. I think that was okay. Before they got together. But, okay, when Lauren and Steven keep talking about going to San Fran together, like, all of the Lauren and Steven shippers were so wishing for them to get together this next year. Like, it
oh
was
my gosh,
perfect
yeah.
timing.
They set it up perfectly.
MTV totally hoped that that would happen, too. Like, they teamed up perfectly, and they just never took it there.
So sad. I really wanted, like, some footage of them together.
Yeah.
Like, even if it was just for, like, a couple days. You know how that mm-hmm. happens? You're together for, like, a minute and a half, and then you're, like, over it?
Right.
Like, even if that had just happened. But it never happened.
I know.
It was even disappointing when they brought him back on that one episode of The Hills, and they did it again, where they were like, oh, Steven's coming, and then they went out to dinner, and that was it. Like, it made me so mad. Yeah.
And they still had chemistry all these years later. Like, they looked good together.
I was so pissed about that episode. I was so excited Steven was coming. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is it. They're going to be together. They're going to get back together. And it was like so lackluster.
So disappointing.
They were just like, good to see you, bud. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what do you mean, good to see you? Look at her. She's like a real woman now. She's like, we're gonna Teen Vogue. Look at her. She's everything you ever wanted, Steven. Like, make a move. That, like, broke my little heart, okay? They really played me.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
MTV played me for a fool, and I'm still mad about it. Several years later, Candace is mad about it. MTV, you can pay me reparations.
Venmo her.
Yes.
You really messed with me. Years of therapy. I'm kidding. I mean, MTV probably did contribute to my therapy, but not because of Stephen Colletti and Lauren Conrad.
Next, we see Stephen being interviewed for the senior video. He's asked what his worst memory was, and he says, probably bad moments with girlfriends. But I thought that was a really weird question to ask for the senior video, because, like, why would you want to watch the senior video and look back on your worst high school memories? I thought that was an odd question. True.
Why would you answer weird moments with girls? Like, that was a weird answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'd be like, I don't know, like, probably the bad grade I got, like, on a chemistry test. But no, Stephen says, bad moments with girlfriends.
Because he has lots.
Yeah.
That's why he answered that.
I'm like, you might as well have just said the Kristen Lauren triangle.
Pretty much. He should have, yeah.
MTV was like, say it. Yeah.
We're then taken to Lowe's house and given the update of 7 hours to graduation. Lowe is outside and her dad asks if she can help him out with some groceries. Lowe says yeah, but has the most annoying, disgusted look on her face at him asking her this.
It's like the last thing in the world she wants to do. Yeah, is help her dad bring in groceries.
We then see her walking up to their driveway and there's a new car, a white Jetta with a big ribbon on top. And Lowe asks, Daddy, is that mine? And he says, if you're the graduate, it is.
She's so cute.
I know.
It's so sweet to see how excited and how appreciative she is.
Yes.
Daddy.
And we've seen her dad be strict in previous episodes, but he's just so awesome. Like, from what I'm seeing now in this rewatch, I'm like, Lowe's dad is awesome.
Yeah.
You can tell she's a daddy's girl, too. Like, just like her daddy.
Yeah.
Like, she knew she was getting a car, too. Like, she kind of knew. You know what I mean? Like, she knew.
Yeah.
But this little white Jetta had a hold on me. I will tell you that I wanted this car, and I wanted a white car because I thought Lowe looked really cute in her white car. Mm-hmm. And so I told everybody I wanted a white Audi A4. That was my dream car. And I ended up with a green Nissan Altima. Get me down from my sister. Hand me down from my sister. So not all Californians live this way.
Lowe's jumping up and down saying how pretty the car is, and I thought this was so funny. We hear her little brother say, I graduated too, and her dad says, well, you get a skateboard, buddy. And then her brother says back, I already got one. And then her dad, like, just completely ignores him and goes to Lowe. So I'm assuming her little brother graduated 8th grade, but that was just so funny, like, that little brother moments that they had there.
Yeah,
that was me. That was the annoying little sister that always wanted whatever my sister had.
Lowe gets in the car and asks how she looks. Her dad says she looks like she's ready to go to college, and Lowe says, I'm gonna be so friggin' cute in Santa Barbara.
So very cute.
I know. I love Lowe.
We then see Trey skateboarding again, and he runs into Claire with her video camera. She begins the interview with him and asks how he feels about Laguna being called the bubble. And he says he thinks you got to get out, but you can still love it. He says it's the strongest feeling of safety he's ever felt in his life. And I felt like that was so true for, like, anywhere you grow up, really, because I feel like that's how I felt, you know, where I grew up.
Same.
Yeah, I think any hometown feels that way. And you do have to get out, at least for a little while. I do think that that's super important because I live 3,000 miles from my hometown, which is a very far away. And I love going back now. But yeah, it was getting like claustrophobic. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that I can go to the grocery store and see no one I went to high school with.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You know what I thought was funny? So I thought this whole school interview thing looked real until we got to Trey, because this poor girl is literally walking around town with video equipment and, like, what, waiting to run into someone from their graduation class? Like, what is happening?
She goes, hey, I was just at your house. Oh, so they tried to cover it. Yeah, she goes, hey, I was just at your house looking for you. And, oh, and then he's like, oh, like, what are you doing? And she tells him, and he goes, oh, cool. And she goes, do you want to just do the interview right now? And he's like in the middle of skateboarding, like, no, I don't want to do an interview right now.
Yeah, she's like going to people's houses looking for them. I'm like, what is happening?
I didn't even think about that. It's like she didn't set any of it up.
I think it was real. Like, I think that the senior video was real. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that.
I don't think this chunk.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Real. Yes. Correct.
There was a senior video, but not this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this was not their senior video.
Because you would imagine that it would have been shot in school, like, you know, catching them at, like, different parts of school, like, at the beach, at someone's house, all this kind of stuff.
Hey, I was just at your house with my giant bulky camera.
Yeah, her camera is huge.
And I had no idea around. If you were going to be home or not.
Wandering around.
And she's walking around. She's like, hey, you! I need an interview!
Traceans are always weird like that. Have you
noticed? That's true.
Steven randomly rolls up to his house, rolls away. Like, he's always skateboarding. Like, it's very strange. They should have just put him at the skate park and then had people come to him. He's always skateboarding down a driveway. Like.
Yes, or down a hill or something, coming around a curve. Yeah.
Good old Trey.
So Claire asks him what his hope is for their generation, and he says, what the hell's better than a united youth, a young voice, a voice for the future that young people can make sure that decisions being made today will benefit them when they live in the future?
Okay, Trey Obama.
I know. I'm like, whoa.
That was intense.
It was intense.
And from this, you really thought that he would go into, like, politics or something, or have a career in politics. But I think I said this before, he went into fashion. And it's totally not a knock on fashion because, you know, he had the belts on his arm and those crazy hats and all that. But it's totally a far way away from, like, paving a way for the youth for the future.
Right, Trey for president 2024.
I know. Yep. He'll be the most fashionable president.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll talk about his blazer later.
It'll be a Mean Girls thing, you know, where he wears it and everyone in the country starts wearing it.
Yes.
Yes. But only if we get to start wearing chunky headbands again and side braids and pearls with tank tops.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a requirement. Yes. So we then cut to Lo driving her new car, and we get a 6 hours to graduation update. She calls Lauren and says she's driving up to her house and asks her to come outside. Lauren sees her pull up in the driveway and asks, whose car is this?
Pause. The cell phones in this scene are perfect. Lauren has a Sidekick.
Oh, yeah.
And Lo has a little flip phone. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I miss them so much. Oh, God, I miss it. I remember I wanted a Sidekick more than anything. I thought they were
so
like,
those were cool.
Yes.
Yep.
They had the keyboard as well.
Yes.
The full keyboard.
And all the celebrities had them, and they were, like, bedazzled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, those were the days.
Lo says that it's her car, and Lauren says, shut up. Are you kidding me? Lauren makes Lo get out of the car so she can hop in the driver's seat, and Lo starts going on about how good it smells. It smells like a new car. And when Lo gets back in the car, she says, I don't know how to turn the noise off yet. Which, like, does she mean the radio or like the car itself?
I'm wondering if it's like the when you have your door open.
Oh, like the dingy noise sound? Or something. Yeah.
But you don't turn that off. You just shut the door. So
yeah, or you turn the car off. Yeah.
My best friend, when she got her license, this was like so reminiscent of that. She called and asked to hang out. And she was like, me and my mom are coming to get you. And I was like, that's so normal. Like, she's like, you know, are you busy or whatever? And I'm like, no, she's kind of like, come get me or whatever. And she shows up by herself in her own car. Oh, and it was so exciting. Aww, awesome. And she was like, surprise. And it was like super exciting. So we got in her car and drove all around town. It was super exciting. So I really was like, oh, this scene, like, it's so sweet. And
that's
Lauren's
so cute.
So cool. Yeah. Lauren's so excited for her. Like, yeah. It's so cute. And her white flippy skirt.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that?
Mm-hmm.
And Lauren's hair. Like, we never see it in that, like, beachy, wavy kind of style. Yeah. And I thought it was really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So Lauren gets in the car, buckles her seatbelt, and they take off down the road. There are now only 5 hours until graduation, and we see Christina opening her graduation present from her parents, and of course it's a Bible. She does act genuinely excited, and her dad says, you've never had one like this before, and her mom chimes in and says that she's never even had one like that before, and then her dad tells her that it's a study Bible, and I know that those are pretty expensive, because my dad had one at one point, and they're like, very thick and fancy.
Okay, but raise your hand if you would have been pissed that your parents got you a Bible.
I would have been so mad. Yeah.
My parents were religious, and yeah. I would have been so mad.
Yeah, same.
Like, I would have been like, you can get me a Bible any day of the week.
Exactly.
You know, like.
But Christina genuinely looked
she
excited.
Was so excited.
Yeah, yeah. She was.
And she's not a good actor. We know this.
Yes.
Like, yes. Like on the show, she's a good actress. Like, you know, in theater, she's not a good actress on the show. I should rephrase that.
When you see that she's unhappy with, like, you know, anything to do with her religion, like, she shows it. But this one, she was really excited about.
She was.
It was probably a really nice Bible, and maybe she got other stuff. But like, I'd be like, are you kidding me?
I know. I'm consistent joke.
I get it. You're a pastor. I get it. But like, come on.
He probably was able to get a discount on it too, because he was a pastor. Yeah. So. So they hug, and Christina tells her dad that he's always so thoughtful these days. Next, we see Morgan opening her graduation gift, an iMac. Morgan is really excited, and I also think that this is a really good graduation gift. She thanks her parents, and then her mom said, thank me, I gave up my couch for it. I was like, whoa. Like,
I missed that.
Yeah,
oh
it was so weird.
Probably like a new couch that she was going to
exactly.
get.
Exactly. I'm
versus,
like, so did they decide, do we want the new couch, or do we want to get our kid an iMac? Like, okay, mom.
So Morgan's gift, I was like, okay, that's normal, because I got a laptop for graduation too, but it was, I mean, it was a Dell. It wasn't a Mac.
The Macs were expensive, so
Macs
yeah,
were very expensive, but it was a pink Dell, and I loved it, so
that's a good gift.
Yeah
We then see Trey opening up his gift from his parents, and he's joking about his mom's wrapping job and asks if they use Trader Joe's bags to cover the box with. I thought that was funny. And then he opens up a new speaker and a subwoofer for his car.
I mean, it's a good gift for Trey.
Yes.
But his blazer that he's wearing in this scene is so Blink-182. It's like, he's got like a star patch on the, or I don't even know what, it's like a star patch on the arm, and then he's got like spray paint on the back. It totally looks like a something a Blink-182 member would wear.
Totally
inspired from the concert they did.
Yeah. I was like, but I liked it. Like, it looked good on him. He was rocking it. It was very Blink-182.
I was gonna ask if you guys got graduation gifts, but so you both got laptops, computers.
I feel like I got that because I was going to university, but I don't know if it was like a graduation gift, but I also don't remember. Maybe like a necklace. I don't know, but I don't remember.
I have been asking for a laptop for 4 years. I was very computer driven. Like, I was always online. I had a bunch of friends online, and I I played The Sims, and like AIM was like, I was always on there chatting with my friends. So like, I was always on the computer. So the computer was like the family computer, and I hated it. And then eventually they just moved it into my bedroom.
Oh.
Yeah, they moved the whole desktop into my bedroom, and I was like, because I was like, I need it for homework, and really I just wanted to be on AIM all night. and my dad promised me for graduation that he would get me a laptop, and he did. Man, that's so awesome. And then I got rid of the desktop in my room because it took up too much space.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get like a big graduation gift. I had like a big party where, you know, everybody gave me money and stuff, but it was right before me and my mom moved to San Diego too. So that's probably had something to do with it.
Yeah.
I ended up buying my own laptop with most of that money. So yeah, I got my laptop too.
Yeah. I was going to say, they bought her a MacBook. My first MacBook I had to buy myself. Mm-hmm. And I spent like 3 paychecks on it. Like, it was so like, expensive. Yeah. They were very expensive. And I mean, it lasted me forever, I mm-hmm. will say.
I've never gotten a MacBook. Like, the attractive feature back then was like photo booth, you know? So whenever I went on my friends' laptops, I would be like, let's take photo booth pictures.
Yeah.
But I've always been a Windows girly.
Honestly, for what I use it for, I don't need a MacBook. Like, I really don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm happy with my like $500 laptop. That's fine.
Every time I buy a laptop, my only like requirement is like, can it play The Sims? I literally go to the store and I'm like, can this run The Sims? And they're like, no, you know, that graphics card isn't good enough. I'm like, okay, so which one?
I know. Which one will make me play really good? Yeah, I know. I'm the same. I did the exact same thing, like, no joke. So my MacBook shit the bed and I went to Best Buy and I literally was like, I play The Sims. Point me in the direction of the laptop where I can play The Sims.
And you don't need one that's like super good because the graphics card doesn't have to be so crazy.
They're like, do you want like a gaming laptop? And I'm like, no, The Sims.
Like, it's the only like, game.
It just needs to run The Sims. I'm like, Facebook, The Sims. That's it. That's all I need it for. I mean, but they knew what I needed, you know? It plays The Sims very well.
I know.
What if you could be playing The Sims and check your Facebook page, like, as your Sim person, and then it was just, like, all one big combined thing? I think they should do that.
My brain is spinning right now. That's too much.
Sorry.
That's like a dream within a dream within a dream.
I know. Yeah.
I'm such a nerd. People are going to be like, Candace was cool. And then she started talking about her Sims and she wouldn't shut up. Back to the episode.
Yes. Okay. Only 4 hours to go until graduation. And next we see Steven with his mom. She is showing him her yearbook from 1974 and is saying how besides the colored photos, everything looks the same. Steven notices that the signatures in his mom's yearbook were calling her LG, and he asks her about it, and she says that her friends called her LG, and I was like, oh my gosh, LG, LC, like, it means they're meant to be, right? Like,
I didn't even
stop it.
That.
I didn't either.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
That's right where my brain went. So. That's so funny.
That's funny.
Steven and his family are talking about reserving seats, and his sister says she can't come to the ceremony because she has to work. And I remembered him talking about this on the Back to the Beach podcast and how he was like actually upset about this. And so
he looked so upset.
I went back and listened to it again, and he said like it was definitely a real life moment for him because his brother wasn't able to come either, so like none of his siblings came. And aww. At the time his sister was working at a wine shop, so like why couldn't she take the day off? Like that was more important, I guess.
She didn't feel bad though. She's like, oh, Steve. But she didn't think
she
was
probably didn't realize. Yeah, yeah, it was like a big deal to him.
Yeah,
but yeah, I felt bad for him. He,
I did
he very clearly was like, "What? You're not coming? Why?" Like, and she's like, "Oh, Steven, that's that's why I'm here right now. And I'm like, I probably would have called in sick.
Yeah, for real. It's
to go to my brother's grad.
Just one day.
Or schedule it off. Yeah. Since you work at a wine store.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe she was really important at that wine store. You never know.
Steven steps outside and calls Lauren. He asks her if she's going to hang out with him later. And she says, duh. Before they hang up, he says to her, I'll see you later, bud. And I don't know why, but it always bothers me so much when he says bud. I'm like, stop I know. It. It's like such a friend zone-y thing to say.
I literally wrote, there he goes again, playing Lauren.
Yes.
Like, you're going to hang out with me tonight? Mm-hmm. Like, ew, I know. Vomit.
I know, vomit. But again, before Lauren picks up the phone, she looks at it, sees his name, and then she has like such a smirk on her face before she picks it up. I'm like, well.
Yep. Sickening. I know. It is. The whole thing is sickening.
Yeah. Yes. We love these two, but they're so annoying.
How are you still playing her on graduation day?
I know.
You're going to be making out with Kristen like 0.2 seconds.
Ugh. Exactly. Yeah. It's ridiculous. There are now only 3 hours to go until graduation. Lauren is trying on her cap and is wearing a Sesame Street shirt. I thought that was cute. Sesame Street shirt and then her graduation cap. Yes. Yeah.
It's funny. I didn't even notice. Yeah. That's cute.
Her mom is with her, and Lauren is not happy with how the cap looks, and she says it looks horrible and that it's matting her hair, and she's got grad hat hair.
Grad hats look bad on everyone.
That's what I said. Yeah, I was like, I don't think anybody looks good in those, so she's not alone. We then see Lo and her mom talking, and her mom tells her it's a big deal that she's leaving high school because she's her second kid heading off to the big world, but then coming home regularly. And then Lo giggles and says, Mommy, and gives her a hug and a kiss on the cheek.
They're so cute.
I know. And then her mom says, you just went to kindergarten a little while ago. And that was the part where I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I cannot, like, even, like, it made me so, like, weirdly emotional.
You're a mom.
Yeah. So Sloan just started first grade, and Charlie will be in kindergarten next year. And, like, it really is true what people say, like, once you have kids and they get in school, it just, the years go by, like, so fast. And so I was like, oh my gosh, like, that's going to be me, like, tomorrow. So...
this is unrelated, but I am so obsessed with your kids' names.
Oh, thank you.
They're so pretty and classic. Like, and, you know, they're not going to have a million Sloans in their class, and they're not going to have a million Charlies. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it just, I love it. It's so, like, and you, like, Sloan, like, I love that so much. You don't hear that, like, every day.
That's one of the reasons we picked it.
It's really unique.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not, like, Apple.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yes, it's not weird.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christina is being interviewed for the senior video and says that this past year she was cast as the lead in the school musical. She says it's something she will always remember as something she did in high school.
And I thought, so she's good?
She I know. I wish we could know what play it was. Like, wonder what they did.
Yeah, they always talk about how she's in the plays and stuff, but they don't talk about what she's been in.
Yeah. We then cut to Christina in her cap and gown with the update of only 2 hours until graduation. Christina and her family all take photos together, and then we get a little montage of everyone getting photos with their families and their caps and gowns. And I loved how Lowe's family, they had the dog in the photo. I thought that was really great. Cute. Next, Kristen and Morgan S. are heading out to attend the ceremony. Morgan says, I can't friggin' believe we're seniors. And Kristen replies, I can't believe next year this is going to be us. Kristen says that she doesn't want to get close to Steven right now because he'll be leaving in 2 months. She says she's tried to talk to him about it, and he told her not to think about it. And Morgan agrees that it's so hard not to think about it. And Kristen says she doesn't want to get all attached to him again.
Confusing, I know. By the way. Yeah. In the last episode, in prom, they were together, mm-hmm, like, fully together, and then now they're not together. Like,
it's so confusing.
Well, I get it, though. I never experienced this because I didn't have a boyfriend that was graduating, but I imagine it is really hard because you know you have an expiration date,
mm-hmm,
and you kind of don't want to put all of yourself into a relationship that's not going to last.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have taken it so seriously because it's high school, but Steven's a senior, so, like, maybe, mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Like, at that age, you kind of do take it seriously, but yeah, I imagine it would have been really hard, especially, like, going to his graduation and, like,
mm-hmm,
he's experiencing all of these next life steps and you're kind, mm-hmm, of still stuck in high school. Nobody wants to be, like, the downer girlfriend that your boyfriend has to come back from college to see, like, you know,
right?
Sort of like being left behind, right?
Yeah,
like, grows up. But it's funny that they love each other and they have all these feelings about being sad, about getting attached and stuff, but like not one of their solutions was staying together.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Even though they love each other.
Mm-hmm. It's because Kristen has Sam on the back burner.
She's got the backup.
And she knows it. Yep. And she just can't tell him no.
Lauren is heading out of her house to make her way to the ceremony, and she's saying goodbye and hugging her parents. She drives off, and they stand together and say, "There she goes," and her dad says, "One down," and her mom says, "I'm gonna cry," and walks away.
So sweet. I love Kathy and Jim.
I'm glad they're showing us the parent moments.
Yeah,
Jim and Kathy, they're good guys.
Yes. Suddenly, we skipped over the hours of 2 and 1, and now we're only 5 minutes away from graduation. So that happened really fast. And the gang is all hugging and cheering as they're walking to get in line together. And then we get to see Lo's interview for the senior video. She was asked what her favorite thing from senior year was, and she just says, being a senior in general. And graduation is the best thing a senior goes through because you don't ever have to go back. That was her best memory, so... I mean, it's true.
I mean, so, there's nothing quite like graduating high school. You can graduate college and everything, but it's just not the same. Like, graduating high school is so nostalgic.
Yes.
That was 4 years of your most formative years. You know, like, that's when you're becoming who you are, kind of, you know, and discovering, like, who you want to be.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden... you're not surrounded by your comfort people anymore, you know? Like, it is crazy. There's nothing like graduating high school. And I remember, like, the day after graduating, waking up and being like, what do? Like, I don't have a purpose.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't have to be anywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't have to do anything.
Yes.
Like, I mean, sure, like, you have college coming up, but, like, you don't have to go if you really don't want to. Nobody's going to make you. Yep. You know what I mean? So it's kind of crazy. It's crazy.
It is.
Yeah. It's like the end of, like, your childhood, you know, like life is set and you know what you're supposed to do, go to school, do well. Mm-hmm. And it's just like goodbye to all of that.
Yeah.
And a big push into like adulthood. I feel like you're never really truly an adult until you're like in your late 20s or something like that. For all that time before, it's like young adult.
It is scary. I remember at the beginning of the episode, Lo says, I never thought this day would happen where we're like done with high school.
Yeah.
And I remember feeling that like that last week. When you're like done, but you're still kind of in school, you're like, oh my God, I'm like done with high school. It's over. Like no more classes, like it's done. It's the weirdest feeling.
Yeah.
Ugh, I'm all nostalgic now. I have to say real quick, the grad colors, the maroon and the white, those are my grad colors too.
Oh, that's awesome.
What colors did you guys have?
Mine were red and white. So it was like a brighter red.
Okay.
Mine was like a royal blue and everyone wore the same color. Like we didn't have two colors.
Yeah, the boys wore maroon, the girls wore white.
So next we get an awesome montage of everyone hugging and celebrating their graduation. And then it's, of course, set to the song Graduation Friends Forever by Vitamin C.
The best.
And the best this song was actually my graduation year song that they used.
Me too.
Yeah. And so I don't think I've like actually listened to this song all the way through, you know, or most of it until this. And I was like, holy crap. Like I got emotional again. It's ridiculous.
Every time I hear this song, I cry.
Yeah.
It's without fail. And the only time it's you so really good. Listen to it is like a graduation or something. You know
exactly,
what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's still just like,
I know.
You know? Like, the one lyric is like, and then we talked all night about the rest of our lives, where we're going to be when we turn 25. And I'm just like, oh, God. Like,
yeah.
I just break down instantly.
It's also so perfect for like any era. Like, people now could listen to it and still play it as their graduation song.
Yes.
It's just, it's so good.
So during the song, we see Lo's dad with his video camera. We see Lauren and Lo sitting in between Steven and Trey. And there was a really good shot of them high-fiving each other and, like, doing a handshake with Lauren and Lo, like, right in between them.
Yeah.
And then the speaker starts, Jonathan Bernard. And before he started, of course, Dieter had to run up and give him a high five before he started his speech.
Dieter.
I know.
And who yells? They're like, sit down, dear.
Yeah. So funny. Jonathan talks about how Laguna is a place where everyone knows each other. It's so visually beautiful, like living in a postcard. And he says he knows that he took the drive to school for granted every morning, going down Park Street with Catalina in the distance and the Pacific Ocean crashing on the main beach. Life doesn't get much better than this. And then all during his speech, we're seeing flashbacks from the season. So Stephen and Lauren on the beach, Christina dancing in her car, Lauren and Lo taking the photo from prom night. And then Jonathan goes on that they're leaving the cocoon of Laguna Beach. And though part of him has wanted to graduate and move on, a part of him wants to stay there forever. And then he ends his speech by saying, "Congratulations, fellow graduates. It's time to shed our cocoon."
It made me so emotional,
though. It was good, yeah.
With the collage and, like, everything. Like, I was like, why do I feel like I'm going to cry?
I know, me too.
I was like, these are, like, not my friends. Like, why do I feel like I'm going to cry? But it is emotional.
Yeah. It was sweet. It was really sweet.
We see everybody throwing their caps, cheering, hugging. And then, of course, we have to see Stephen and Kristen kissing each other during that little end montage there.
How cool is it for them, though, that they have, like, a professionally shot
oh my gosh.
Grad video?
I know. Mm-hmm. And prom.
That specifically features their group of friends.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's the best part.
That you can show your kids. Like, that's cool. That's way cool.
So our last scene takes us to Lauren and Lo sunbathing. Lo says that if you're on vacation, you're allowed to stay in your pajamas all day. And I agree with that. Lo says she's excited to go to school for the boys, boys, boys. And Lauren says she thinks it's going to be a lot harder for her to meet boys in college because she's a fashion major. Lo says she's going to be on the lookout for some hot water polo players.
I mean, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Totally. Yeah, and that was the end. That was the last scene. I go in her house and
Yeah, I actually really liked that the last scene wasn't graduation. The last scene was Lo and Lauren sunbathing. I really liked that they did that. It put some levity to it all, you know?
Yes. Like it's not like a little bookend. Like, yeah.
Yeah, because like, wait, there's still summer, you know?
Yeah, they probably had to do that to be like, the show's not over.
Yeah.
Like, come back.
This isn't the finale. Yeah.
Wait, we have two more episodes.
Yeah. So did you guys have any favorite moments or jealous rage moments?
The jealous rage about the Bible for the gift for graduation.
That's funny. Yeah.
That made me rage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have been very upset about that.
My jealous rage, and only because these moments annoy me so much, is just Lauren being so excited at the thought of, like, talking to Stephen.
Stop it!
Oh, my God. No, they bug me so much.
Stop it right now.
It bugs me more than it should, but that is my jealous rage.
My jealous rage was the guys talking about how the girls are going to be slutty in college. I think just that whole conversation, I was like, ew.
That's a good jealous rage.
Yeah.
I think my favorite moment was just the whole, like, watching everybody open their graduation gifts and Lo saying that it's always a fashion show. I love that scene.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
Best line.
Yep.
I liked her getting your car, being, Daddy, this is for me. It's just, I'm also a daddy's girl, so I feel that. Like, we didn't have a lot of money, but my dad, like, worked really hard to get me what I wanted, because, like, I was his baby. So, like, that daddy-daughter moments like that always get me. So I thought that was cute. Yeah. Lo was honestly just cute the whole episode.
Yeah.
She was. It was a good Lo episode. And I couldn't really think of a favorite outfit. I was like totally blanking. Did you guys have one?
Lauren's flippy skirt.
Yes.
I had Lauren's in the very first scene. She's wearing this like red striped halter top.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
That was so pretty. Like those are really popular at that time. Yeah. And I love that so much.
Yeah. Lauren's, she's wearing like a pink shirt and the flippy white skirt mm-hmm. when she goes out
with
to
her
meet.
Wavy.
Yeah, I loved it. I was like, yes. First of all, she's sitting around her house in that flippy white skirt.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I love. Yeah. I'm like, okay. Like, I would have never been sitting around my house wearing a skirt, but I guess in a beach town, you just go with the flow, man.
That's just what you do.
Any final thoughts on this episode?
I just thought it was a really easy watch. Like, it was really sweet. There wasn't a lot of drama, mm-hmm. but it just made me feel good after watching the episode.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Same.
Super nostalgic. Super nice. Yeah. Like, just there really wasn't any drama. Like, it was mm-mm. just, It was good.
It was nostalgic. You got to see, like, parents and families being really proud and also, like, you know, bittersweet about about their kids graduating. So it was just, it made you tear.
Yes.
Just side note. So the next episode is called The First to Go. And it sounds so ominous and sad. Like, it sounds like someone's dying. I was like, oh my God. And I know it's Trey leaving for college, but I'm just like, geez Louise, the first to go. To go where?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, it's a little concerning.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Millennial TV. If you enjoy listening to us, please consider subscribing to or following the podcast on whichever listening platform you hear us on. We always love any type of feedback, and you can reach us at millennialtv@gmail.com. That's millennialtav@gmail.com or on Instagram at millennialtv. This is Liz, Candace, and Adrian, and we hope to have you back next week.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.